girl, I knew that I would not. I feel good, I knew that I would not. So good, so good, I got a year.
All right. Oh, man, that's just the best music for this segment. Dr. Charles Nemeroff is our special guest from U Health this week. He's the chairman of the Department of Psychiatry and Behavioral Sciences at the University of Miami Miller School of Medicine. We're going to discuss about how to beat the holiday blues. Welcome to the show, Dr. Nemeroff.
Thanks so much for having me with you today.
Oh, listen, I was all stressed out, but then you got on. I heard your soothing voice, and I'm ready to rock. Now, listen, everybody, I think, at this point has the urban legend down pat that you're either over-the-top happy or down in the dumps for the holidays. How do you just maintain an even keel and enjoy yourself?
Well, I think first and foremost, one has to maintain a reasonable level of expectations about the holidays. A lot of folks are having family coming from out of town. They want to have that idyllic family atmosphere, and sometimes our expectations are so high about that, and then they aren't realized, and it results in a sort of plummeting mood. So I first thing to do is to keep your expectations at a reasonable level.
Well, I agree with you there. For Thanksgiving, everybody asked me how my Thanksgiving was, and I had my little niece and nephew fly in from out of town, and I just had to give them one image. I said, oh, we had some Kennedy time playing some football. They knew what I had for the vacation. So now people have reasonable expectations. They don't get themselves all geeked up on something that's never going to happen. What do they have to do next?
Well, I think we always have to be cautious about overindulging in the holidays.
Ooh.
And, too much alcohol, too much food, falling off the wagon in terms of exercise and diet, and then we start beating ourselves up about it. And I think good advice is to try to celebrate, but don't overdo it.
Now, did my wife text you these points before we got on the radio? Because I got to tell you, I've been working out like a bandit with Tarek Maddox, professional NFL trainer, to lose what I just feel like is a little bit of bloatiness. When I go on a scale, I weigh just the exact same. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. I got you laughing now, Docs. That means there's a third point in there somewhere.
Well, I think, this is an especially hard time for people who have suffered with depression and with anxiety in the past. And the holidays can be a really difficult time. And it's in particular a difficult time for people who are alone, lonely, don't have significant other, and for those who've maybe had a recent loss. And for that reason, it's really important to try to reach out to friends and family. And particularly for men, it's really hard for them to ask for help.
Oh, yeah. I remember I lived away from Miami. I grew up in Miami. Most of my friends were in Miami. I moved away from when I graduated college, went to a couple of towns where I didn't really know anybody before I came back to Miami, and the holidays just were the worst. Mm-hmm. Being alone. And when people that I knew reached out and brought me into their family, it really made all the difference in the world. So, folks, go out there and find somebody who's alone and reach out and bring them in for the holidays. I mean, Dr. Nemeroff, that just sounds like a basic one.
The other point I'd make, and, it's a bit sad, but, this is a time of risk for people who are not feeling well to think about taking their lives. And suicide is a significant problem in this country. We lose about 40,000 people to suicide every year, twice the number of people that are lost to homicide. And Florida is number 15 in the nation in rates of suicide. So if you're worried about somebody, if you think they're depressed and thinking really bad thoughts, please reach out to them.
Now, do you guys have a holiday hotline, or how does somebody get in touch with you if they either need emergency services or something more long-term?
We absolutely do. And immediately going to the nearest emergency room, the University of Miami Hospital, Jackson Memorial, are both. We staff at 24/7. We have a full psychiatric emergency room at both of our institutions. There's also the main number for U Health, We'll connect you with one of our psychiatrists who are on call. There's always somebody out there. I'm not giving you my cell phone, but there's always somebody out there for our viewers if you need help.
Listen, Dr. Nemiroff, I don't want your cell phone. I just want to know that your team and you are always there 24 hours, 365, 24/7, however you want to say it. And I know that you guys are. I have a friend that's over at U Health right now. We just took him through the emergency room just a few hours ago. We got super duper service. Everybody was wonderful. Personal concierge that they talk about and everything else like that. Thank you so much for all the positive changes that you and the rest of your team have been bringing to the U Health system.
Thank you very much, and thanks for having me today.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks for helping us all learn how to bottle up our positive energy and share it and keep it going.
Happy holidays.
You too. We'll be right back after this short break. We're going to continue our interview with Victoria LeBlanc. We're going to talk about how to rock the room, and I'm going to ask her some really cool questions. Back after this. I'm all right. I hope you are, too. And if you're not all right or your friend isn't all right, then please go to the U Health folks. Let them help you get your feet back on the ground, because it's only a little bit off the ground. It may make you feel bad, but don't allow yourself to get into the danger zone.